أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 122 of Surah Tawbah. The deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfectly balanced and participating in the different activities of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a perfect balance. Undoubtedly, the greatest deed to gain Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of jihad fi sabilillah, insofar as rendering a service to Islam is concerned. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses that aspect, understanding full well that at the time of the expedition of Tabuk, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the announcement of Nafirul Aam, that every individual that is able and capable has to participate. But however, this could have created some misgivings in the minds of people. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies it. And Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافًا. It is not appropriate, it is not proper that all the believers go out altogether in the path of Allah ta'ala for jihad fi sabilillah. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٍ. So why should not a party of every section of them go forth so that they might learn and create understanding, a deep understanding of Islam, of Deen. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it clear that in the general, to understand, one is fard ayn, something that is compulsory on every individual, and one is fard kifaya, something that is compulsory on a community. If some individuals fulfill the compulsion, others will be relieved of the obligation. The general simple example is that of a janaza. If a few people fulfill the burial rites by way of ghusl, kafan, dafan, then the whole community is absolved of it. But obviously, if nobody does it, then everybody is responsible and everybody will be questioned. Similar is jihad fi sabilillah in the general sense, that when there is a need, then those numbers that are necessary will go out. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings here that it is fard-e kifaya. Everyone doesn't have to go out. There is another fard-e kifaya that some people have to learn the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala did not speak about educating themselves, liyatafaqqahu fi deen, that they get a deep understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this faqahat, the very deep understanding? One is simple, that a person needs to know the basic masail of namaz, of zakat, of hajj, of nikah, of business transactions. Those are the basic things that everybody needs to know, that is compulsory upon each individual. But that deep understanding of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a few individuals, if they fulfill that obligation, then the rest will obviously be absolved of it. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah was once asked a question by a person. He gave the answer. The person said, the other faqih, the other jurists differ with you. So Sayyidina Hasan al-Basri, that did not worry him. But it worried him that this person does not understand who a faqih and who a jurist is. So Hasan al-Basri asked the person, do you know who a jurist is? And then he went on to explain that a true faqih is that person whose heart is inclined towards akhirat. It is disinclined from this world and the material pursuits of this world. Number three, he has a very deep understanding of Quran and Hadith and of the masail of deen. And then number four, he is a person that will never violate the integrity, the rights, the honor of another believer. And then of course, a person that engages himself in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence this is what Allah ta'ala wants also, that if you individuals get involved in the acquisition of the deep understanding of deen, becoming ulama, becoming jurists, and of course when it is time to go out in the path of Allah, then that call will be made and people will go out in the path of Allah. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ, so that they get this deep understanding in the deen of Allah. فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. So why? So that they may, with concern, with love, warn their people when they return to them. Now the mujahideen have gone out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They did not have the opportunities to learn. So when they come back, this group that had learnt, they will now teach that group and of course the rest of the community. Here Allah ta'ala uses the word وَلِيُنْذِرُوا, so that they may warn them with this great concern and great love. Ulama have given the example like how a father will be concerned for the wrongdoings of his child and he will keep on admonishing him with a great degree of concern and a great degree of love. That is how it should be done. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ, so that they become cautious. The people are all cautious with regards to the rules of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.